This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. At the G7 summit in France, a top Iranian official paid an unannounced visit to the gathering where leaders have been debating how to handle Iran's nuclear ambitions. France's surprise invitation of Iran's foreign minister was a high-stakes gamble for French President Emmanuel Macron, who is the host of the G7. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Trump is open to meeting with the Iranians.
The president has said before that to the extent Iran wants to sit down and negotiate, he would not set preconditions to those negotiations.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump says the U.S. and Japan have reached an agreement on a trade deal in principle that will be signed in September during the U.N. General Assembly. Hong Kong police drew their guns Sunday night after protesters attacked officers with sticks and rods. The police also used water cannon trucks for the first time. That's an escalation in the summer-long protests. Earlier, a large crowd rallied in a park while a group of hardline protesters took over a main street in Hong Kong, lining up traffic barriers and cones to obstruct police. And the Taliban said it expected negotiations with the United States to conclude today, finalizing a peace deal to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. No information yet on what might have happened at the end of that meeting. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the two sides were fleshing out details of a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials say the deal is being negotiated with the United States. It will require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan stakeholders to discuss a ceasefire or reduction in attacks against government forces. In Washington, this is VOA News. Israel's military struck inside Syria late Saturday.